This nigga over here, he don't say anything. He don't say nothing.
Yeah, he just starts.
Because you man want to start after the time.
Ah, my bad.
To make sure you well, it's well, certain, you
sorry,
know.
My bad.
Gringo's coming late.
Hey, yo.
Hey, relax. Let me. No. Last time I wasn't here, this shit went to shit. I'm taking the reins.
Listen, they were saying me at point guys horrible.
Listen,
I had the creativity.
Listen.
Don't call him Alice back. 2 minutes in. Listen, had enough.
Magic Johnson's back in it.
Nigga. I'm going my own way, bro.
Listen.
Don't ask
where I was last time. Wait, one sec. Don't ask where I was last time. It's none of your goddamn business. Mind the business that pays you, innit?
Mind you put that cock down in lockdown.
That's neither here nor there.
Listen,
hello, episode 10, Apes on Tape. Special guest today for the 10th episode.
The first.
Tukas! Let's go! Much.
The first white man.
It's a privilege.
Let's go. Welcome, Tukas. First white man on Apes on Tape.
Straight from the Medellin cartel. Let's get it.
What? Mean? Tell us about yourself.
It's a huge honor.
Tell us about yourself.
Wait, like, in terms of what?
I have a question.
Why are you white? We got why are you white?
Mr. Racially Ambiguous. AKA, Mom, get the fuck out of my room.
Albino Ape.
This Xbox chat.
AKA, I hit more black women than Atlas.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Hold on a sec.
Right, this is going to be outrageous, man. Yeah, tell us about yourself, man.
I said I caught straight.
Yeah, I'm just a normal guy. Followed Ludo on Twitter one day. Met all you guys and now I'm here.
I like Shane's ever since.
I said one day, bro. This is my son, bro.
Terrible decision, bro.
He's been following me since what? Since you was doing, before even the GCSEs, bro. This is my son, bro. My white son.
Terrible decision, bro. As soon as I followed Ludo on Twitter,
you knew me before that, you clown, bro. Don't play games, bro. Clown, bro. Man, trying to act up, bro. You knew me before that. Don't say, squat up.
He's trying to disown you.
I didn't know what I was getting into. I met Ludo one day. I was like, this nigga kind of cool, Jeremy. Yeah.
You see him on Twitter.
Follow him on Twitter. Yeah. Open really the cool. door. I was like, this is crazy. Hey.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I thought you was up as well. You know, I was like to him, like, hey, who's my man?
That's like that, bro.
Yo, I look at every nigga in the world. So
I get that a lot. Imagine. I was kicking ball the other day and someone came up to me and was looking at me mad weird. And you know when you're kicking ball with like your friends, so you can't even...
Yeah.
He's looking at me. I was like, are you good? And he was like, say swear this isn't Reece James. I was like, niggas just put my face on anyone.
Reece James, that's a shout, you know.
That's the Reece James. No, it's a
dragon. You seen that nigga on Insta? With a couple.
Yo, I've seen him. But he actually looks like you, though.
He actually looks like you. My man looks like you.
Bro, when I seen him...
Are you chat to your dad, bro?
Yeah, when I seen him, I was like...
Is that me?
I was like...
I got a girl.
It's crazy.
You know that man that be hiding their girls? Nigga, I don't know her.
I swear it ain't me. But I was saying, you see when you follow someone that you just know on Twitter?
Yeah.
And I can imagine people following me thinking, and now I'm out here talking about sipping on goo.
That gooey goo.
Nah, the thing is that when you...
Was it with an ovulation pussy? Is that what we're getting?
What?
Is that what we're heading to?
Well, we were just talking about like alter ego type stuff. That's what I thought.
Why you always got to take it there?
Because you said sipping on that goose. So I thought that was a segue into talking about ovulation.
Nah, can I not just land without you saying something crazy?
Real goose sippers out.
Real goose sippers, bro.
You are sick, blood.
Sip that goo like it's lean, bro.
Relax, bro.
Nothing new. Once again, I'm in the goo. Anyway, what was I going to say? Now, the thing is like when you people that you like work with or something.
If they find you on Twitter,
I can't have anyone that I work with.
One of my old places I worked like an open plan office, so we hang around different other companies and that as well. Because there's a period where my tweets are going viral. So they're like, and the thing is, obviously, you got to act different at work, innit?
Yeah,
so I'm completely different. Let's say me talk about, you know, nothing in...
How you talking about goo at work? I'll get my ass fired. The fuck?
Bro.
Talking about goo at work.
I made closing million-dollar deals, but I'm talking about nothing off work and that.
Even at work, yeah, I'm scared of the white people at work. They be the snitches.
Bro.
The black people I'm cool with, having my socials, but...
Yeah, the white people, no, I'm not too sure.
There's only a few selective I let into my world, like my Snapchat, Instagram, but...
I would lie and say I got socials.
A lot of people just don't get, like... what kind of Twitter
Twitter's where you're meant to be outrageous and lying, bro. Yeah, so let me do that. Yeah, like, I'll give you my Facebook. I ain't done like 20 years, but I'll give it to you.
Oh, Facebook in America is like Twitter for us, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah.
For us.
Yeah, there's wild stuff on Facebook.
But they're still talking 2010, that's why.
They're doing a mad thing over there, bro.
Facebook is actually...
Yeah, literally, every time I go to Facebook, someone else is pregnant. Like, I don't like being there too long if I end up someone getting pregnant, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Nigga, I might get pregnant.
You know what I'm saying? I don't like being there too long.
I can't
pause,
even...
Pause.
I can't even let people from like my childhood follow me because I don't even want you to see me like this. Like
maybe like you are a crack fiend.
Bro, one time, my old pastor followed me. I blocked him. Bro, it was a bad thing, but I said, how did you find
I, you know the Simpsons
No, he's in his 40s though. He's a young one.
You know Simpsons with Lenny, like, don't tell him I live like this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, though, like, it was crazy, bro. Because I, for a while, I didn't even know how I came across. Yeah, till I asked someone else. I look insane. Yeah.
you know what I always say? Twitter's a massive, like, it's just a massive bubble. And when you step out of this, if you ever just look at your own account, you think, like, what the fuck am I tweeting at 4 a.m. and I'm getting these reckless tweets? Yeah. Stuff, like, telling myself to go to bed.
That's like, you know the difference between telling your friends that on tour and off tour? So much different.
Different, bro.
Like, a couple of my friends are on Twitter. And then they just see me.
And they're like, what the hell?
They just be acting like I'm their crackhead friend. They're like, ah, he's just wilding. And it's just normal to them. But you just jump on Instagram and everyone's all like happy. And then you go on Twitter. It's just such a dark, twisted, lovely place.
Let's get into the thing that we're here for. So let's start off with some Harry and Meghan Markle stuff. So, Tukas, how are we going to... what are you going to do about racism?
All this stuff... Solve it.
Yeah. White people created it, so they go solve racism.
I'm trying, guys.
Clearly not hard enough.
Tell us your plans on racism.
I think if I like
racism is bad. Stop.
Yeah. What?
This nigga don't know what you come into. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if I maybe introduce enough people, not to you, but like. Maybe good black people. Yeah,
what does good black people mean? What does that mean?
Oh, no.
All right, but here's the real question. How many black women have you been with?
Go on.
Like, well, I'm not answering any questions like this on
there. Is it a fetish?
Oh, right, you're smarter than us, you know. That's crazy.
No, no comment.
That's smarter.
Do you know what about the whole Meghan Harry?
Do you know what the thing is? Before you get into that, do you know what's so annoying about that? Is that... Our recording schedule means that, like, we're kind of behind, innit?
Because
even by the time this comes out, like, obviously it'll still be a thing, innit?
Yeah, it'll be like 3 weeks.
But the interview been happened.
I think the interview dropped when we last recorded.
The interview dropped
last weekend.
That Friday, or like that weekend or whatever.
Do you guys watch the whole thing?
I've only seen a couple of clips, maybe.
I watched the whole thing, but not when everyone else.
I was watching it, bro.
I got a link.
Yeah,
I watched All-Star
Game was mid, bro.
All-Star
Game was mid, bro. I ain't watching that shit.
Nah,
even,
man.
Even then, when it dropped on IT, there was bare breaks.
Yeah, that is.
Look, I low-key hate Oprah Winfrey. She's just like...
Well, the only thing I know about that thing is that they tried to put Archie in a school with no security, blood. That's all I know about him. That's all I know.
No.
Or they tried to put him somewhere with no security.
He's had no security, bro.
Yeah.
They said, oh, no, spending security on niggas.
They said one drop rule, that is a black man. That was crazy,
bro. Bro, that baby looks like Max Brennan, bro. That baby's more white than black, bro. Are you mad?
They really weren't trying to fuck with niggas, but I wasn't even trying to touch on that too much, but... I think the main thing, Piers Morgan.
He's a weirdo.
He's a wallad.
He's a weirdo.
Like, I don't get it. The guy's on a witch hunt.
He's so weird.
Yeah. Like, he picks and chooses when he wants to side with, like, black people. You know when the block's too hot for him?
Yeah.
And he was like, knife crime's crazy, but it's not black people's fault. And everyone jumps on his bandwagon. Oh, Piers Morgan ain't that bad. And he double backs. Like, he spins the block on us.
Do you know what I think with him is it's quite dangerous because I don't think he actually cares about any of it. I just think he picks and chooses what to say, which will get the most ratings and popularity. Like, so Black Lives Matter, like, he'll get a lot of popularity for that, which he supported. But, like, the Meghan and Harry thing, he knows if he goes against her, the ratings. And loads of people agree with him as well because loads of people do. Like, you see... On all those tweets, like from the Daily Mail and stuff, you see those, like, what, them egg accounts. Nigel Patriot and stuff.
Nigel Patriot, 999.
That was so crazy. Like,
Britannia.
Just piggybacking off what you said, like, when he said the Black Lives Matter, when he supported Black Lives Matter, bare people came out and said, yo, that's a wolf in sheep's clothing. Like, don't buy into it. Like, don't let him fool you lot, innit? Because just as soon as it doesn't suit his agenda, he'll go back to...
Because, yeah, that's what it is. It's like, he knows when the thing's 50-50, where he's like, I can be a little racist here. He will be a little racist, but not... But then when it's like Black Lives Matter,
The block is too hot.
Yeah, you couldn't deny the movement. Yeah. Like, then he was like siding with us. And gets a few black followers, and then...
Back to the business, isn't
it? It's like when like you fuck up with your girl,
you behave for a bit. The first month, and then you're back on your bullshit.
You're back on your bullshit.
You're saying that Piers Morgan is invited to the cookout.
No way. We gotta stop that as well, bro.
Cookout,
yeah, there's cookout too.
Two people invited to the cookout, bro. Let alone these random people doing anything, bro.
I'm crying.
You know what I mean?
So let's get into something serious. So Tukas, when did you find out you have white privilege?
Yeah.
When did you notice?
When did you notice,
I'm being treated differently to my black friends.
It was
like a university night, and like I was in Nottingham at my boys' uni.
Mm.
And like me and my other white friend, like we're at the front,
yeah,
and we get let in, and then like literally like six of our black friends after this, like, yeah, nah, sorry.
Oh my god.
And then I was like,
yo, I can't deny it now.
Maybe in June 21st I'd have been like that, but
you man be safe, yeah.
That's actually a madness.
But having white privilege, would you choose to have white privilege for a day?
Yeah, I'll choose to be. You know what I could do in a day with white privilege, bro.
But that means you can't be black anymore.
For a day.
Yeah. Right, it's only for a day.
I'll go crazy
in a day, bro.
Oh, wait. You mean when you say white privilege, you mean I have to be white?
Yeah, for a day.
I wouldn't be white for a day.
Nah,
I wouldn't even want to be white for a day.
I'll be Chad for a day. That's calm.
I wouldn't want to be white for a day.
I'll be Chad for a day. Calm.
Would you
be a white woman for a day?
Yo.
That's how much I want to
pretend. Yo, wait.
This nigga's trying to get fucked.
I get it. Let me ask you a question.
If you're a woman for a day.
You say white privilege for a day, but what can you do with it in a day?
Everything.
There's only so much you can get done. First of all, you've got to sleep for 8 of the hours. So you need to
get out, bro. I'm going to New York where they see those shit.
I know, on cocaine.
You're going crazy.
For a whole 48 hours.
There's only so much you can do in a day.
Yeah. What would you do as a white man?
You tell me.
You make the most of the day, and then you make the most of the night.
The first one I'm seeing, I'm slapping him.
Yeah.
The first who?
First fed I see.
You're slapping him?
Mm-hmm.
For what?
But say you get arrested.
I might get arrested, but I'm getting let out in a couple hours.
But say you get arrested, but white guy.
A couple of hours. No,
you'll turn black in the cell like the day after.
Do you know what I mean? Now all of a sudden.
Now you're pissed.
Now all of a sudden, that night in the jail turned to 25 years.
Now
what now?
I just want to say something. I remember like in Enzia, there was this rumor. Someone caught M, yeah? And then he got away with it. But then apparently he got away with it. Because he banged Judge and turned into a white man on CCTV.
I speak to the Judge. Do you believe in that?
On what, sorry?
Like Judge.
Wait, before you answer that question, I've got a story. I'm not saying his name because I don't want to say it. But I heard a story, yeah, that the man were in a bando, innit?
Yeah.
And the feds like bust into the bando now. Bear man got nicked, everything got taken. My man sat there the whole time on the sofa smoking a zoo, innit?
And they ignored him. Man, I didn't visit me close.
And the feds never seen him, innit? That's what I heard that story time ago, innit? That was like when I first heard about like Judge outside my mom talking to him about like Kindoki and that, innit?
Kindoki.
Everyone heard about
Sneakbo's. Yeah. The Black Air Forces thing was the Black Cat. There's bare different stories, bro.
He turned into a pair of Air Forces?
Bro, there's another rendition that says he turned into Air Forces.
I never heard that one,
Wallah.
I've heard the man where literally guys ride out on him, they shoot at him, the gun jams, they shoot on the floor, the gun goes off, they shoot him again, the gun jams again.
What? I'm jumping off road. That's crazy. That's actually ridiculous.
He's trying to shoot at it up. The gun's jamming. The guy shoots at the floor. It goes up.
It's fine.
Aims at him again. The gun jams again.
That's
bro.
A bad thing.
Bro,
I'm jumping off road, bro. That's ridiculous.
Dark spirits. Like, do you believe that juju? Do you believe in that, Tukas?
I don't know.
Do you think that's African hibidashery?
Hibidashery. Just for context, I don't even believe in star signs or any of that. So I'm a bit skeptical.
You're skeptical?
Yeah.
So you feel what my ancestors did is a lie?
Oh, well, look at this guy, man.
I'm not sure.
Hey, ancestry things.
Exactly, bruv. It's part of it. Like, they did that stuff.
I done a reading the other day.
What, a tarot reading?
Yeah.
Why?
Wait, who are you trying to impress?
Wait, who is she?
Yeah, who is she? Word.
You got the devil.
issue, bro.
100% one black.
Oh, oh no. Boy. 100% one black. Oh, boy.
You just stuck your foot in it.
You're killing me, God.
Where the hell is my lawyer? Where is he? I'm paying him by the hour.
What did you find out about yourself? What did you find out about yourself?
I'm getting cooked right now.
Speaking of lawyers, cooked. I thought I had untouchable PR. Then I'm laughing at Alex's tweet. And somebody else says, what, Mr. Racially Ambiguous?
That was funny. No, that day was funny.
Do you know what's so
that
funny?
Day was funny.
That day, yeah, I just remember waking up, making one tweet, and I was battling on Twitter. So Shorty was like saying, I don't know what she's
like. I hate racism.
She's like, I hate racism.
Oh, yeah. I hate racism.
Don't we all?
And I was like, okay. It's like one of them different features to get up while the block's hot on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone, bear coony baboonies were eating up.
Yeah.
No, but did you say deal with it or something? Or
yeah,
solve
yeah,
it?
Yeah. She was like, if you hate it so much, end it.
Yeah. Yeah.
End it. And then, so, you know, she was like, I'm not even white. Da-da-da-da. And then I was like,
mm-hmm. I'm not blind.
She's like, I'm not white. I'm Kurdish. I was like,
oh, okay.
Oh, no. Okay. Oh, no.
But then, that wasn't, like, me and her, she blocked me. I was like, fair enough.
She blocked me too.
Yeah, I was like, fair enough. Like, honestly, stuff like that was obviously a blatant joke.
Yeah.
I don't know why people couldn't see it. But black people could see it was a joke, but white people was just like,
it's, the thing is that no one, like, I went through the quotes and the replies and that. No one black took it seriously.
Yeah,
the only people.
Tell a lie.
Okay, maybe the baboonies, but
there was about seven black men.
Men, of course. You
black niggas need to stop. Stop this.
But I said you. You just said you black niggas.
But you know,
I'm going to Chino.
Yeah, but she shot herself in the foot because obviously.
No, wait. This was This was a different girl. So, another girl tweeted me. I seen it. I ignored it, and then I came back to it. And I was like, "No, you moving crazy." We were too crazy that I'm talking, and she says something like, Kurdish people are the least racist. And I was like,
just put that to the test.
I was like, whoa. No, the first of all, I was like, bro, I'm born and raised in North London. Like, that's predominantly Turkish, Greek,
Kurds,
yeah. I'm telling people.
Is that the right term, by the way?
Huh?
Is that the right term, by the way? Kurds and stuff. Is that the right term?
Too good to know.
We'll
discuss that later.
I don't discuss it now.
Imagine in school, that Turkish and Kurdish people used to war.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they used to link up to beef black people.
Yeah.
That's how tight the racism is. No, that's so we got Pasa, but
six postcodes linked up just to beef us.
Yo!
But I'm thinking, Bloods and Crips, you know how people had like year 7 versus year 8?
Yeah.
We had Turks and Kurds versus Blacks.
Like, that's that when Goku and Frieza squashed it in Super.
Nah, their beef is like mad.
Their beef goes back time as well.
Monkey. That's what they were calling Alex back in school, bro.
That's how you say Turkish that's how you say black monkey in Turkish. You have to find out how like certain racist words just so you don't hear it. But then, so, yeah, that happened. So she was talking, and I got tired of like going back and forth with her. And I was like, hold on, let me type her at name with nigger in it.
Yeah.
What does Jehovah hand me? He hands me. I seen the screenshot. Yeah, I'm looking at it. You see when the juice is good, then you're looking at it like.
It's really good.
Yo, I'm looking at it like. No way, she said this. And I
know what they figured it is.
I screenshot it and sent it to her, and I was like, I ain't going back and forth with someone that like uses the N-word. And then
she tried to say that.
Nah, wait, you send it in the DMs?
No.
He tweeted. And then she was like, this is fake.
She was like, oh, good one. This is fake.
She was like,
double back.
Hey, that's that's good PR.
She was like.
That weren't me.
Concentrate.
Fake news.
That's a good lie, because when you get caught out, you still lie.
No. I always said, if the TL try to drag me on screenshots of me, I'm saying, yo, that's fake.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe me, you believe me. But it's one of them ones, yeah. Then she was like, oh, it's fake. And so I sent her another one on the search bar. And there was another tweet that
didn't want to see.
There was two.
Yo,
she's a repeat offender.
This was 2012 or 13.
Those are the prime years to catch people out.
But should have been saying anyway.
Of course not. Yeah.
No, but it's the prime years.
I was living in Paris days.
white people getting the N-word off.
Hey,
the,
yo. She deleted it and went private, innit?
Yeah, she deleted it and then went private. But we got you.
We got you. We got
We got one in 4K. Mm. We ain't going nowhere. But no, like, stuff like that, like, internet.
No, but why you say I'm not white? What are you then?
Yeah, come on, like your skin. People get confused about like their ethnicity and skin color. Like if you're white, you're white.
And nationality, that's what they get confused with.
It's like them Italian American guys being like, "I'm not white. I'm Italian." Like, come on, bro. Like,
hey.
You know what I love?
Imagine Joe Pesci telling you he's not white.
Come on, get Gestapo.
You know what? Sometimes I dislike. Have you seen Fendi like Beckham?
Yeah.
And then she's going on about how.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm Winnish. I know exactly what that's like. No, you don't, bro.
But I kind of understand what the Irish people.
They've been through some stuff, but
they've been through some shit still. But it's not the same. It ain't the same. Nah, because like
I've always said, if you go up to Irish man, would you trade being black for being Irish?
They'll say no.
They'll be like, no.
But, no, Paddy.
They're always like, yeah, there was no dogs, no Irish, no blacks. And I was like, all right.
What in the bars, isn't it? No dogs, no Irish.
Do you know how black that is? No shoes, no dogs, no Irish, no black, no
more.
Did you see when they did that on Family Guy? When he tried to ban Joe, he was like, no dogs, no Irish, no wheelchairs.
So, Tukas, your ethnicity.
Yeah, what are you?
Yeah, so.
So you claim to be Colombian American?
I am.
Claim, yeah. Gringo.
So
gringo.
My.
I can't.
Why can't you?
You're English, bro.
Tukas is thinking, yeah, you love over here to stitch me up. This is crazy.
Go on, your dad explain.
Yeah, so my dad's.
We ain't doing this with Moody because Moody's going to twist someone up.
I would love to see Alex in a guillotine. Mark Waller. I would love to see that.
No, your dad is.
Yeah, so my dad's Colombian. And my mum's American with like half Irish descent.
Okay. And, where did they meet?
In London.
Oh, so they both came in London and.
Yeah, for like uni, I think.
Oh,
and
they both stayed here. Okay.
Hey, man.
How come you ain't have a. What happened to your uni boo?
My what?
Your uni boo.
I didn't have a uni boo.
You didn't have a uni boo?
No.
Oh, so we're not claiming chicks no more?
Are you single?
The strongest nigga, bro.
No, I'm seeing someone.
Yeah, okay.
Is this weird?
Love to hear it, man.
Wait. What's your white body count?
What?
I don't know. I don't keep track of these things. You lot are trying to get me on sex. I'm not falling for it. My PR lacked last week, but it's happening again.
This is like Twitter where you can sacked everyone. Yeah. I need a new PR team.
Do you know what happens? I literally just before, like Ludo tried to say, like I'm more black than Archie. I was like, yeah, nah. I was like, bro, that'd be disingenuous for me to agree with. I thought my PR was clear. I thought no one's ever getting me. 10 minutes later, some girls in my mentions being like, oh, not Mr. Rich.
Yeah, I was done. Listen, I was finished. Like, I was done.
Is when you replied to the video.
You've done that twice now, you know.
That video is the funniest.
It's a cheat code because it's so funny, it can get you out of whatever situation. What kills me about that video is if you like, I never even clocked this till like my 40th viewing. Yeah. His cheeks are out.
You know your cheeks are out.
I didn't know.
Funniest video.
Tukas, would you ever do cane rolls?
What?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah. Nah, yeah.
Would you ever get
camera? Nah, I'm interested, actually.
You know, on a Dave Beckham flex?
I don't think it's suit, man.
But you'd wear a durag, though.
So you wouldn't wear it because you don't suit, but not because it's cultural appropriation?
Well, not that as well.
You'd wear a durag, though, wouldn't you? You'd wear a durag, though.
Nah. He's worn a durag before.
You want a durag?
I want a durag.
You have, bro.
What? I mean, everything. You've done that before.
Up in Leeds.
He's done that before.
Why was he doing it?
I've never done that.
His influence is nuts.
It's nuts, bro.
Beckham had a durag on, bro. Wait, Beckham had a queen.
He said Allen Iverson, bro. Allen Iverson had white kids from Utah with durags and fake tats, bro.
Beckham's the only guy that gets away with anything.
Beckham met the queen
in a durag.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Bro, Leader of the Monarchy, he had a durag.
He had a sleeveless shirt as well.
I can't believe it.
He was like Nelly, bro.
You know, I've always said that's how you can tell. You can tell away what nigga you're getting by the way he wears his durag. When a nigga's got his durag rolled out, bro, he trying to be a super nigga.
Like Elijah.
Yeah.
Man, kick a ball in the durag, bro.
Yo, he is insane. Nah, I told him about that, but he didn't want to listen to me. My God.
But I'm saying, yeah, like you got that super that cape.
The cape hanging
cape
out.
Durag. Usually when I'm at home, I wear the cape. But if I'm out, I'm trying to protect my hair.
I'll tuck it in.
Roll it up, try to look presentable. But Beckham said, "Fuck it."
I'm a super nigga. Beckham said, I'm one of you niggas.
Oh my god.
That's actually crazy. I said he met the queen of fucking.
Dude, how'd you use your privilege to, you know, further the black plight?
This nigga trying to use big words, he don't even know what they mean.
My bad.
I'm a simple nigga. I'm just gonna say the simple words. I ain't trying to get in that bag.
There's never been a time, when the title Apes on Tapes has been more accurate than now.
How about this is our 10th episode and Chino was still asking for directions to get to the studio?
I didn't ask for directions. I just forgot what station.
No, you stop smoking Zaza, bro.
Not even if you paid me.
Let's go back. So, since you disagree with racism,
yeah,
what are you doing to stop it?
Yeah, Black Lives Matter marches.
Mm. I was in London at the time.
So where was
I went to the Leeds one.
Oh, you went to Leeds one?
Yeah.
What was it?
This is good, to be fair.
Oh, it was good.
Good turnout.
So our pain is good.
It was a good time, huh?
No, it was a good time. I was happy with the turnout. That was it. Like, the numbers were good.
Yeah, it's like he's in the interrogation room and there's four guys and no one's playing quick.
Thing is, I know you lot aren't editing anything, so I'm gonna probably think about what I say.
You know you fucked up, right?
Tell all your friends and we'll get you KFC.
You must see the picture of that guy with like six KFC boxes around That nigga snitch.
Speaking of snitching too, because what's your thoughts on that? Yeah.
Snitching?
Yeah.
But you might have spoken that last time, innit?
Yeah. I want to hear both your thoughts.
I'm not gang affiliated, so I'd snitch.
You don't have to be gang affiliated. Mob bosses, they have a no snitch code as well.
Mm-hmm. That's a gang.
Would you count a mob as a gang?
Of course, like
a mob,
the mafia.
Yeah. Okay.
Or any organized crime is a gang.
Let's go to the cartel. You're part of a cartel now.
Yeah.
I think no way that. Yeah. No, imagine
you get caught with some packs.
You're down.
Me personally, I'm snitching.
Yeah,
I'm snitching, but I wouldn't sign up for that anyway.
Yeah, it's true.
But my thing is that if you sign yourself up for that,
I don't think
you can snitch. Me personally, if you sign yourself up for it, you can't.
But
if you're a law-abiding citizen, like the four of us.
Mm.
Right? Wait, the four of us. Like, including me, please.
If you're a law-abiding citizen, then for example, Avelino.
Yeah.
His cousin was murdered, I believe.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And he snitched. Well, he's not a snitch, is he? If he's not gang affiliated, how are you a snitch?
Of course
if his cousin
not.
Was murdered and you know something about it. Mm. Or if a madness happens, I'm like, why would you?
If you but there's situations where just normal people, like say we get, we're at Shoreditch, we get into a bar fight, it goes too seriously, and someone gets seriously hurt.
Yeah,
I'm not snitching on my boys.
Like,
that
stuff happens.
I'm snitching on Alex, bro.
Nah, okay, I wouldn't say.
Wait, okay, why Diana Rama? Someone's looking at us wrong. You know me, I don't like people looking at me too long.
I'll snitch your teeth because he's white. He
whack him
up on the wrist.
He falls, he breaks his neck. No comment.
Nah, I'll snitch your teeth. I've
actually got a story thinking about that for white privilege. We had some mad bar crawl at uni. I was frassed. Like,
yeah.
I end up getting a taxi with some random kids from my uni. I'm like, yeah, just take me to campus. I throw up in the cabinet. I leave the cab. I'm like, fuck this. The taxi driver comes out, he's like, oh, you need to pay a fine. I'm like, no.
Do you not see my skin?
Apparently, I don't remember all of this. My friend was there. Apparently, he like you know that picture, I think it's like X-Men, where the guy's like grabbing the chick.
Oh, yeah.
He apparently grabs my neck.
Yeah.
And I think it kicks off whatever. And then the police come and like, the police come and they're like telling me you have to pay the fine. I'm just like, nah, I'm not doing that. and I think like one of the like I was waved, so you have to like kind of ignore my comments. Like I was waved, the police like grabbed me. I was like, hey, relax with the police brutality. That's too much.
Dad will sue your ass.
But I know if I said that, like maybe as a black guy, even if I just did what I did as a black guy, they would have like
they would have hit you with a rock bottom.
They would have been on my ass. Yeah. They let me argue with them for like a good 15 minutes.
Yeah. And you left.
I had to get the cash out of the fire.
Do you know what I like? I like when like people know. Like when people say like white privilege, they be like, oh no, like it doesn't exist.
But when they admit,
I get away with a lot of stuff.
The thing is, it's not. We'll use Tugas as an example because he's here. Mm. It's not his fault it exists.
Yeah.
But then I can't condemn him for it, but I can condemn him for not admitting that.
You gotta be aware of.
I saw a video of one guy. I don't know if he caught an M or if he caught like a GBH or something. The nigga was butt naked, innit?
Okay.
And he was chasing the fed.
I'll be honest, he was chasing the fight. I'm running anyway. Anyone naked chasing you, that's why I go to sleep naked. See, niggas run my house and I come out. Two dicks, one in my hand, okay. One swing. You gonna fight me?
No, that's true.
Two dicks are both of them coming.
Hey, so you don't want to fight a
video,
guy.
I saw one video, it was like an Asian guy and a white guy rocking it out.
Yeah.
The Asian guy got his got
that's
rocked
too
in
far,
it.
I know what you're talking about.
And he just backed off his he just backed off his jeans in it.
So what do you do? Are you meant to fight a naked guy? No, you don't. You don't.
Nah, what's crazy?
You wouldn't.
Got, like,
you wouldn't.
That's why I Winnie the Pooh, bro.
You wouldn't.
Fight out Winnie the Pooh, bro.
That's how I sleep, nigga.
There's
no
underwear. I'll be honest, yeah. When you started that story, I did not expect the next bit.
That video
like,
was crazy.
The first two words,
that
yeah.
Is that, like, he probably aggressively backs his trousers off as well. He's like, I'm ready.
Fight me now. Like, I'm talking about the first one. Or what, the guy.
Oh, the naked
he's chasing him.
He just,
naked.
He just committed a crime, innit?
Yeah,
and
I was like, cool.
The police said, I'm butt naked.
I was like, cool, you had me. But then he was like, he's butt naked. Bro, I said, whoa. Like,
the internet's mad. I'm pretty sure that was in Florida, but...
Yeah, everything's in Florida, man.
Yeah, it's always Florida.
You know if
you
search like Florida, man?
Yeah, crazy shit happens.
Something crazy comes up.
There's one that was
something like
Florida,
Florida, man, and
bro.
Like today's date,
yeah.
Something crazy will
something
come up.
Happened,
bro, there's one where the guy's he's wrestling with an alligator,
yeah.
Man. Like, come on, man.
That's
like,
so crazy.
That's why I'd go to Miami, but then going up to Florida, I think it's like a 2-3 hour trip. It's like,
is Miami not Florida?
It is Florida.
Florida's a state.
It's a state,
but then they got Florida,
They got Miami, Jacksonville.
Yeah. Miami, Jacksonville, Fort Lauderdale, all
this. They got Broward, Brown County. That's
Miami's
all
Miami's lucky.
You got Tampa.
It's too busy on the block.
Miami's like all year round.
I'm not going to get to the bar.
You got Tampa and all that stuff.
Yeah, Tampa's in Florida.
Tampa and all that as well. Like, I've seen one thing, like Miami was having a heat wave or something.
Yeah.
And then it was like snowing in Texas. Like,
yeah.
Kind of not next door.
But it's close, it's south, yeah.
And you're thinking, imagine you're getting, like, we're getting like 30 degree weather. And
in Newcastle's.
And Newcastle's suffering.
Yeah. Actually, Newcastle suffers all the time anyway, that's normal.
That's like playing that place cold.
Newcastle's a good place to live.
Seriously, you've been to Newcastle now, haven't
you? Yeah.
What's that like? What's that saying?
I heard that's white boy heaven.
I heard it's hard.
It's, bro, it's not even... Someone Alex knows
I'm
as well.
I'm telling you, Newcastle is...
It's crazy.
If you're a black man who loves white women...
It's for you.
That's your bag. You go up there, you don't, they don't care what you look like. They see your skin colour. And they're just gas.
I've never seen... Bro,
how are the Geordie women out there too?
Forget that. There's a bar that serves free triple shots with mixer for £5.
Yeah,
nice. You get free triple shot drinks for £5.
Okay.
But
the Geordie women?
I don't know about
that.
You don't know about that?
Nah.
So what do you want? What, you want white women?
Is that what you're saying, Ludo?
I'm pretty sure black Geordies exist.
Not really.
What's his name?
Naranja. He's clutching at straws. He's clutching at straws.
With women in Newcastle are predominantly white.
They're running the trap for me, innit?
Look at this guy, blood. I heard about them and Leeds. Leeds as well. I heard Leeds is hard. I heard Leeds is crazy.
But do you know what I love about Newcastle? They have a 24-hour Greggs. And that was all of them.
So
that was enough for me.
24-hour Greggs. I haven't been Greggs in years. That too many sausage rolls.
Pause.
Eating sausage?
Eating meat like that, sausage. Bro?
Where's the glizzy gladiator?
Wait, do you break it down or do you eat it whole? I don't eat pork. What are you talking about?
Okay,
you don't eat pork.
Anything.
Why don't you eat pork?
Okay, banana. Do that.
Pigs are dirty animals.
No.
Okay.
Man, don't eat pork, but Lakeside White Woman.
Sorry? What was that?
Are pigs that dirty, though? Because I said every animal is dirty.
Okay, if I was to shoot you in the head and throw your body in a pig pen and turn my back and then turn around half an hour later, you wouldn't be there.
But a crocodile would do that.
Mm-hmm. Would you eat a crocodile?
Yeah.
Yep, I've eaten a crocodile as well. It's nice.
What's your argument here now?
You niggas is crazy. That's my argument. He's eating crocodiles.
Cheetos from the bush, though. That's kind of like, you know.
Who?
Niggas eating crocodiles. Nigga, you spent however long in Germany eating bratwurst and everything.
Okay, cool.
A crocodile.
So what? I did all of that. Yeah, fine. Yeah, and it was nice.
So you can't talk to me about delicacies and everything there.
Bratwurst is nice, though.
It is proper nice. You see, it's proper nice.
Why can't I talk to you about delicacies?
What are you talking about? Obviously, a lot of us, we say the N-word, innit? But when we clutch a white person saying, oh, that person said the N-word, but we say, oh, this nigga, that, and it. But when a white person says that, like, this guy said the N-word, no, we say this guy said nigga. Why do we do that?
What do you mean? It makes sense, bro.
But we say, like, if you was to say it.
Yeah, we say, oh, he
like,
said the N-word.
At that time, Tuka said the N-word.
Yeah.
I was like,
we never say, oh, yeah.
Do you know what it's like? Do you know what it's like? Yeah. Do you know what it's like? It's like when...
You know how American women say they call amongst themselves like bitches and whatever? Yeah. Because that's within themselves.
No, I'm just saying, why do we abbreviate when we're saying this person said it?
No, but that's what I'm saying.
No, he's saying if we all say nigger, innit?
Yeah.
But then if a white person said it, you wouldn't say, oh, he said nigger. You said, oh, he said the N-word.
That's what I'm on about. I don't know why we do that, you know? Like, for example, I see bare times. Like, say, for example, like, even what happened, was it the racist thing? Oh, that guy said N-word, whatever.
I think it's just subconsciously, you link it because they can't say it, so you think, oh.
So that leads to my next question.
You say what they're supposed to say.
That leads to my next question.
Let me say something. So I've always said, like, we can call each other my niggas. I can call Tukus my nigga.
Yeah.
Like, I can call, like, I call my best friend Jem my nigga. But I'm saying you, especially, wouldn't want to say it.
Yeah.
Because you know what the word means.
Yeah.
You know what we've been through, and like, it's not going to sound right anyway.
Yeah.
So you should be kind of disgusted by the word.
Like, I'm not allowed to tell you to not say it though.
Cause, yeah.
You better shut up. You better mind your business.
I understand where, like, I called me and my brother. I'm 25. My brother's like 33.
Yeah.
I remember one time I was like 14, and then I was like, he must have beat me up, and I was like, oh, this dumb nigga, didn't it? And he was like, don't ever call me a nigga again. And I was like,
oh, is he one of them niggas? Does that be called nigga?
No, like, I think at the time, at the time, it's like, because we come up from where we had in a rap so much, I couldn't ever stop saying the N-word.
Yeah.
But then he was just like, kind of, it was like more disrespectful, and I was younger.
I was younger, yeah.
But then I understand why certain black people don't like it. Like, if I would never say nigga in front of my grandma. Never.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Elderly people.
Was it like worse for them? Like, yeah, it's like way more of an
issue. Was it? You should know it was worse for them.
Like,
obviously,
Well, you pay attention to history class.
Yeah, like slavery wasn't that long ago. If you think about it,
slavery was 150 years ago.
Some people are only just dying that literally. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
If you think about it, my great grandmother or great great grandmother could have been a slave. Like, think about it.
Mm-hmm. So Tukus, do you say the N-word in your head when the word comes up in text?
That's what I want to know.
That is crazy. That's actually a funny question.
Because
Tukus, he's in a chat with like a lot of black people. We say nigga a lot. Like, when we say like,
he's the only white man in the chat.
No,
that's two. Three. Moody.
Moody.
So do you read it like?
It's impossible to read.
Do you know what I fuck with Moody? I tweeted, so my guy Malcolm, he's a producer, and he just like uploaded his beats onto one page, and then I tweeted it, and I was like, everyone show love to my nigga Mizzy, innit? Moody sent me the tweet and was like, can I retweet this? That's my nigga, man. I love Moody.
You
don't
want to be like caught in a crossfire.
Yeah, to be fair, I thought about that.
But the funny thing is, Tukus had already retweeted.
I need no one.
If someone's in the GC, they're like, retweet. I'm like, yeah, cool.
But here's my honest question. So let's say we're back in year 8.
Of Mice and Men
comes up.
Oh, yeah. I've got a funny story about this, actually.
And you're reading, you've been told.
You've got to read
your next up.
Yeah,
your
next
up. You know your page, you've scanned the page quickly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you know
what's coming.
You've got nigga there.
Yeah.
Are you excited? Or are you like,
I never had that. Like, I never got the page.
What I'm saying, would you say,
it happened when someone non black said it, innit?
Yeah.
I've got a good story.
You got a point. I wanted your brethren to say it for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My teacher said that. She's like, nigga, no.
There was an Indian girl in my class reading, my English class, didn't it? Marlon wasn't in my class till sixth form, so he wouldn't have been in my class. I'm trying to think, who was in my class? Anyway, she was reading, might have been like year 10 or year 11, whatever you do with Mice and Men. Pause. Imagine she's reading it and it's coming up. She's on the other side of the class. Believe I was like this.
Yeah.
The whole time waiting for her to say it. And she never said it.
Pause. I've got our English teacher was like, he's a very like eccentric guy, let's say. And I'll say ninja, like for the sake of the story.
All right, go ahead.
So he was like,
you saying niggas are ninjas? What's going on?
Anyway, he was like, oh, so why is like Crooks, like, why is he like treated like this? Mm. And someone's like, oh, because he's black, sir. And then my white teacher goes, because he was a ninja. And he slapped his hand on the table.
Excuse me. What's
music I was going to say?
You know what's mad? This is off topic. Anytime a white person begins a word with N, I'm on edge.
Yeah, I'm on edge. I'm like,
but it's crazy.
Our roof is gonna point.
Think at work and stuff. You probably could hear someone say it like anytime, realistically.
That brings me. This is more, I'm gonna ask you first, yeah?
Yeah, go on.
All right, so would you rather work for someone, for a white boss who's racist towards black people, or a coon who hates black people? So a black man who hates black people.
We'll go around the room, we'll go around the room still.
Why?
Because it's less damaging.
Is it though?
I feel more guilty as a white person, I think, than a white guy.
So okay. do you feel guilty?
I wouldn't. It's not my right to question the black guy about his views, but I would feel more guilty knowing I'm working for a racist guy.
Fair enough. What about you guys?
Hey, this PR Steve,
it's
PR Steve.
I gave him a job.
He's crazy.
He was like, I'm on AOT later, so I'm
going to
need something. What's AOT?
Attack on Titan.
Just search it up. Yeah.
Do you know what? To know, I thought Ludo had the best PRT, but you've got them. No, you're right.
So what about you guys?
But wait, are there any incentives? I just have to pick one.
What's
the black guy, man.
Yeah, pick the black guy.
The thing is, I think for us, it's a harder situation than for
you.
He's nice regardless.
Yeah.
But for us, it's like, I don't know.
Because racism from the white guy is going to slap a little bit differently. It is. It's going to slap a little bit differently.
But would you not be more disappointed? Actually, I can't say
it's going to slap a little bit different. All
right, cool. So,
but how coony is he? Is he openly coony, or is it like, he says something?
What, coony, baboony, coony?
Yeah, like,
or he just say a few things like, black people should, you know,
try a bit harder, start making excuses, if it's conservative, that's alright, but if it's a full-on, like white master type of thing, it's a bit harder.
Do you have any white guilt?
Wait, we'll get back to it. I'll answer it because that's a question.
Thank you, Alex.
That's a question that I wanted to like ask you.
So a coon black man as a boss or a white racist?
I'm picking a coon, bro. Black business, innit?
You know, like you're working as a normal job.
Like Screwfix or something.
Yeah. Like, I'm not talking about like he's got his
own. I'd rather work for him, I can't lie.
For the black man?
Yeah.
I've worked with some coons before, bro.
I've worked with coons, not for coons.
Working with a coon is a headache. I worked at Hollister. I'm handsome, bro.
I worked with some good people, and there's some people who I'm still cool with now.
Apparently that place is fun to work at.
It's fun.
Were you in the change room? Definitely not. I heard people have sex in the change rooms.
What? For money?
Well, like, what do you mean, like, £5 an hour, bro?
I was saying, I don't want to get my dick wet, bro.
£7 an hour back then, that's crazy. I was 18. Not even a little top. Ludo got to go to hell. Okay, so you did smash someone from there. Ludo got to go to hell. He's got to go to hell.
That period, I worked there for a while, but like...
Were you still a virgin then?
What I'm going to say is this. Working there was some of the best years of my life, and I met a lot of good people.
I've heard good vibes there still,
but the place fell off.
Honestly, it fell off like crazy. 2012,
they
were
crazy.
You're
saying working with coons?
Yeah, bro, it's not that. Like, even working with them, like, side by side, where... I'm not your superior, you're not my superior. It's not that, man. Nah, that's long.
I'd rather than the racist. We're gonna have a fight, bro.
Alright, true. Alright, cool, but...
I can't call you just a racist. I'm sorry.
Like, I'm talking like not a racist, he's gonna call you a nigga in the face. Like a casual racist where he's just like sees black people as...
It's like undertones.
Yeah.
Okay, like microaggression and that.
When we talk about undertones, yeah.
Imagine, nigga, I get those anyway.
Yeah.
No, imagine, yeah, today, yeah. So I was in a training course at York, yeah. And I came in with my Crocs. And then...
They're comfy.
Yeah, they're comfy.
My dad got some.
Yeah.
In Nars.
So imagine my guy came to you, like, you got Crocs on? I was like, yeah, they're comfy, everything. And he's like, I had you for a Jordans guy. And I was like, hold on.
What do you mean by that?
But then in my head, I was thinking, all right, cool, but the conversation I had before, like, 2 weeks before...
You used to go to Jordans?
No, we're talking about, like... was talking about my rap influences, what I listened to, mm-hmm. and I must have said I love my trainers. I didn't say what Jordan, I was like, I love trainers, I got so like all these da da da. But then he just jumped to Jordan's and I was like, in my head I had my walk hat on.
Yeah.
And I was like,
what do you mean by that?
What's this guy on?
Yeah.
But then I was thinking, alright, cool, I am a Jordan.
Yeah. Because like then Jabal like, oh, when he goes to the South, yeah, and they were like, before they tell him like, oh, we know you want the chicken, he's like, how do you know I want the chicken?
It's racist, but you're right. That's a catch 22, but yeah. I know what you mean.
Like, for me, honestly, I'd rather work for that like that sly, the undertone racist guy. I can't even lie. It does piss me off when black people hate each other. It just hurts a little bit more. Like I'm like you, and you hate me. Like you're so brain, like you're actually brainwashed. Mm. Like the white man's brainwashed you that bad, thinking you're better than that. But like there's sometimes when you see ever get where. In school, where the black teacher was hard on you,
yeah,
he was like, "I'm just doing this because."
Was hard, yeah. The world's tough, and I'm like, "Bro, leave me alone, bro."
Fam,
fam. Okay, make it easy. Why are you making it tougher?
That's such a sick point.
For that, I'm gonna be even more disruptive in the class.
Is that when your mom says, "Yeah, it hurts me more than it hurts you"? No, it doesn't.
No, it don't.
It doesn't,
man. Like what you said was sick because I didn't ever think about that when I'm young. I was thinking, maybe he's right. He's just trying to toughen me up. But I'm like, but you have the chance to like make it easier for me. Like you're in a position of low-key power, like say with education.
Yeah, no, 110, like, yeah.
You can make it a slightly little bit easier for me and maybe I get that good grade out of mm-hmm. just the easiness.
Mm-hmm.
And I might...
But then again, would it be doing a disservice then by just giving you...
Alright, so you rather give me enough stress and I get a C, yeah, and then, or you can make it things a little bit easier for me and I can get A and... opens plenty doors.
I'm not commenting on like the black teacher black student dynamic, but like as just a teacher and student in general, like being easy doesn't always get you good grades, do you know what I mean?
Making it easier, I'm not saying to be easy, making it easy like a school, like,
as in being more understanding to you, you mean?
Yeah, fair. You know what, like being at school, yeah, and like you've already got enough stress from your parents,
yeah,
and the teacher's stressing you as a young kid, like you're 14, 15, 16, when the stress hits you as a kid, like it's hard.
Yeah.
And imagine if a teacher's making it kind of easier for you, like understanding, it makes it a little bit better. I'm not saying, pass me on my grades.
Okay, for you to say.
But like, it can.
Yeah, fair you. Enough. Yeah, okay.
But I always said, I'd work. I don't. Remember what Dr. Uma said?
Mm.
I can trust the nigga, but I can't trust the coon. Coon's crazy. Coon's a crazy man.
That guy's crazy anyway.
No.
He's off Daniel Kaluuya for having a British accent.
I watched that film the other day. It was a good film.
Yeah, Judas and the Black Messiah. Two, have you watched it?
Is it good? What's about?
You haven't watched the movie?
No.
So you don't care about the Black Panthers?
I didn't know it was a movie.
No.
Do you know about the Black Panthers, though?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you know about the Black Panthers?
Obviously, it's a big movement in the United States.
For
like, improved black rights and black
you're
power.
So fucking
black. I've heard the term white guilt. I've heard that term.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on white guilt?
I think like I think like you should have it, but I think some people are a bit cringy the way they express it too much.
Like they're overdoing.
Like you know, when people are like, oh god, I fucking hate white people. It's just like your white lies. Like you're overdoing it.
You know what I hate? It's just
a bit cringy. Like, yeah, like, no, you're racist.
White people don't know they're white. Yeah, like
Sean King.
Yeah, that's the craziest example.
I'll be honest, I thought he was like, I thought he was slightly like.
No, he's white.
Cut time.
His haircut tricked crazy.
But guess what he said? Why he thinks he's black? Because his mum slept around.
Okay.
Don't you remember what's that woman's name, Rachel Dollazar? She's like, fuck now, apparently she's like, fuck now, what are you doing, have you checked your family's history, like have you found any slave owner? I've not looked into detail. Because you don't want to find anything they don't want to see. Is that why you ain't looked?
No.
Ignorance is bliss, sir.
That's true. Ignorance is bliss. Because what?
I own Ludo's family.
Thing is,
I own millions.
Yeah, no, I have to look into it, to be fair, so I'm not sure.
This is crazy.
Like, some people that...
I want to look into it, though, for just my own curiosity where I'm from. Because like,
his PR team is working overtime right now. This is crazy.
You actually got a question, innit? Let me take the heat off Pukas, innit? Yeah. Obviously, you've all seen it on the timeline, yeah?
Yeah.
If you man went Salt Bae now, yeah? Let me land. If you man went Salt Bae, yeah?
Okay.
I put the meat in my mouth. But listen, if you man went Salt Bae, yeah? And you chef the thing up. Are you man taking a meat in your mouth?
100%.
Why are you saying it like that? Taking it.
People are making it a sexualized thing. It's fun. It's like...
It's just meat.
Okay. You've got a Twitter mindset, yeah?
Yeah.
Like you've been logged on.
If Twitter never existed, everyone would just take it.
100%.
I'm saying Twitter's a
problem. If there's no cameras or any social media,
mouth open.
I'd be like, yeah, you got a meat in your face. Yeah. Like, you swallowed that meat. But then the word meat ruined.
Because niggas made the word meat a euphemism for dick.
You ruined meat.
Do you know what's crazy? Have you seen the ice cream video?
That's too much. You know the Salt Bae restaurant with the ice cream, but they like put it over your lips and that and make it just.
Bro, like, they smack the ice cream on your mouth.
Yeah, they make it like, over.
Okay, I'm not sure about that.
Tour ruined hot dogs as well.
Yeah, for real.
I can't get glizzy anymore.
Are you calling it a glit?
Nah,
glizzy is plural.
Oh, is it?
Glizzy is plural.
Yeah, glizz.
I bought it a glit.
You know what I always laugh at? You see that. That nigga's video where he's got a banana.
Oh, he's shaking it.
No, that's what
I'm
gonna do now.
Like, even me at a ball, yeah. Because I eat banana before a ball, yeah.
You eat banana at a ball, huh?
But the thing is, I don't break
it.
I
eat banana and ball.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, I'm just eating beef at the banana. I'm like, hey, yo.
But that's what I gotta do now. I'll be in my room, yeah. I'm having a hot dog to myself. Now there's no one around. Now I've got to break it off myself.
Have you not seen Superbad? No one's watching me, but I gotta break it off. Have you not seen Superbad?
Yeah.
He like obviously he draws like all these dicks or whatever, and like they stop.
There's one veiny motherfucker that he's got.
This is so true. They stop letting him eat dick shaped foods. He's like, do you know what kind of foods are the best foods? Dick shaped foods.
Wait, I'm taking the meat.
People don't put cameras in my face.
Are you taking the meat or something?
Yeah, I'm taking the meat.
100%.
Ludo, you taking the meat?
I pay for it, so I'm taking the meat. You're paying a grand. You're the full package.
You want the full package, huh?
She's going to say good girl.
You can't shame me, yeah. Like, you
what? You take the meat in your mouth and he says, yeah, good girl. What?
I'm not stuffing. Oh, yeah. If he says good girl, I'm not stuffing.
Tukas wants to talk him through it.
Oh, my God.
Rabbit is back in there. Yeah.
You're sick.
Realistically, if you pay that money,
to hand it between the shoulder blades.
You're paying a grand for just the steak.
If you get a tomahawk steak with a gold on top,
yeah,
it's a grand.
Yeah, I hear it.
Do you see, I hear it. I don't remember his name.
King Batch.
No,
he was going crazy.
He did it on purpose.
He had to be doing it on purpose.
If you get me in your face, yeah, have some class.
Yeah.
I agree.
Let me say this. Only Salt Bae is allowed to feed it to me.
Only facts.
One of the other guys, nah, chill.
No.
You can't have like Gem from the kitchen like coming out.
You want 8 pounds an hour and you put meat in my face? Nah, I need a 8-figure nigga. That's my type.
You're sick.
He has some guy in a dirty apron like that. Come on.
Meme and that. Meme putting meat in my face.
Meme blood.
But the thing is, Salt Bae can only be in like one restaurant at a time, so you got to get lucky when you go to the...
I think he's only at the Dubai one though.
Is he?
That's for now.
He got Dubai, Miami.
He's got crazy.
That one, I mean, it's gonna end up in a fight. I mean, someone's gonna snuff him, you know.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, one GM's gonna go in there and eat
him. I pay for this.
Snuff him.
Yo, it's crazy how he blew though, just from literally slapping meat and videos and shit like that.
No, it's the salt.
I've been slapping meat on my burner.
No, but
he was already since I was 14. No, but where's my accolades?
No, but correct.
Where's my shine?
No, wait, correct shit.
I'm being thick, hard as shit. They give me nigga no shine.
No shine.
Alex was saying nutting videos before it was cool, bro.
Bro, the Weeknd put me on.
No, but correct.
Wait, you said the Weeknd put you on nutting videos.
He put me on.
What track is that?
He put me on Horny, innit?
Not on the video.
No, wait, correct me if I'm wrong, though.
Not on the video.
Correct me if I'm wrong, though. Wasn't he already a chef like prior to this?
Yeah,
those videos.
He wasn't like this level.
I think he was just dropping videos here and there.
Okay, he was known, but he wasn't known to the culture, if that makes sense.
Black Twitter took him to place.
Black Twitter got power, you know.
Black Twitter giving so many niggas careers.
So many niggas careers.
Is that when you think?
Bro, we made Nike what it is, bro.
Yeah.
We made Nike what it is.
Do you know what's annoying? I'm saying this the other day, bro. I'm paying. Well, I'm not paying. I'm looking. I want a pair of the Dunks.
Yeah.
The high ones. But they're like £90, and sorry, one second.
He's passing the alcohol around.
Come on, that.
So like the normal sale was £90 for the Dunk Highs.
Yeah. Mm.
Bro, you know, that sneakers app, yeah, fraudulent stuff. You see my man's his mum works at the he got a whole garage full. And you try to apply for the raffle ticket, they're awful with it. You was not selected.
Yeah.
Like, all right, chill, man. It's 9 a.m. in the morning. I woke up early for this. Let me go back to bed.
No, but traders getting out of hand. How F was good? Like £95 now, bro.
That is ridiculous.
On resale, it's £300.
It's like 82.
Wait, I'm talking about what F was, bro.
No,
resale, that's crazy.
When we were 16, it was £60, bro.
I think the whole resale culture is bullshit. Because, like, you see Fancy Prince.
That you got to solve. That you got to solve. Racism, I will allow, but that you got to solve.
I'll solve that.
This is so funny,
bro.
The resale culture, I'm not happy.
Because racism, that's like 300 plus years. But resale
300?
No, nigga.
Yeah.
300 plus.
It's more than that.
400. Okay, 400, so my bad. Sorry, mathematicians, historians. Okay. But I'll say.
Right, you might notice.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Resale went crazy when Kanye made Yeezys. That's when they started going nuts.
Do you know what? I didn't notice resale like that. It's just such a ridiculous idea because you could have the deadest super. You could have like a Supreme, I don't know, like underwear or something, and people go crazy for it just because like it's you can't get it.
Yeah.
Do you know who made Supreme blow? We gotta give them their flowers.
Yeah.
Odd Future.
Yeah, they did.
Odd Future made Supreme blow. I never even knew what Supreme was.
I had no idea what that was before.
It's like Odd Future when I was like.
He made a blow for like everyone as well because my kids loved him.
Odd Future, I wasn't like a big fan of them. But
I was a huge fan.
I love them. I love them.
Tyler the Creator, Yonkers.
Yeah.
That's like the first thing I was like, this is weird.
Yeah, that's the first thing I heard.
But then I wasn't like tapped into it.
It kind of scared me, I'll be honest.
I was an Eminem fan. So when that shit dropped, I'm like, oh, these niggas sound like Eminem.
They start with them flow.
But the thing is, like, they kind of, you know, I feel like they did. And they did it very, very well. Because if you listen to all of their, like, first kind of projects, yeah, they kind of use that kind of crazy, outlandish shit to kind of get a buzz and get people talking about them. And as soon as they got their buzz, they kind of moved into their own different
thing. Yeah.
Well, kind of, the creators started wearing dresses, old sweatshirt changes, stuff. Well, do you know what I mean? They're completely.
Remember they said, oh, 3L, but he was 3L, but he was actually grounded or something.
No, his mom sent him to Samoa.
he was in school abroad.
His mom sent him to Samoa.
I said every day, I was like, all men are friends.
The funny thing about Eminem was he was hard.
Like,
when he was on drugs, innit?
I was onto him. Yeah. I was onto him. He's my guy still.
But hey, what's the OT? He's the only guy who makes taking drugs not look cool. When he was on drugs, innit? Like, he wasn't weird. Like, you know when you see like these white rappers, yeah, who like rap fast.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not saying, they're just not saying
anything. They're not saying anything,
there's nothing wrong with rapping fast because Busta Rhymes acts fast.
But you're saying.
But who here is going to say Busta Rhymes is whack? No one's going to say that.
Or Twista.
But when you're rapping fast and it's like, wait, I can hear what you're saying, you're talking shit.
Yeah.
That's when it's a problem.
And Eminem brought that in.
With rappers who spit fast I know what you're saying, but I just can't spit long. So that gives me more time to even digest what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, what the fuck is Nick saying? What's going on here, big man? But even with like the whole Tyler Creator, like Odd Future thing, there was like, a time where no one like fucked with them. Like, there was like, oh, these things are weird.
It was more a hipster thing.
But when you're weird, yeah, you always got to be weird when you're starting something new. Like, yeah. Everyone's going to be looking at you like you're just like...
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's not a trend. You have to be different.
Nah, but
yeah,
them man, they came up during like my favorite era of rap.
They
that 2010, 2013 yeah. era. You got that's them man, Mac Miller, Currency, Wiz, yeah. Mac, you know Meek. Do you know what I mean? Like
that time, yeah, I was a big ASAP Rocky fan.
Mover as well.
I was a big ASAP Rocky, like money, Wiz Khalifa, like Wiz Khalifa's prime.
He was dropping a mixtape like every 2 weeks. Ooh, Taylor this, Taylor that.
Even Nipsey as well. Nipsey yeah, that.
When my friend put me onto, ASAP, yeah, I thought this guy's hard, bro. This guy.
That's the good question too, because what was your introduction to rap?
Oh yeah, cool.
I'd say like the youngest was probably like year six something. But that's like just your uncle who knows like bare minimum like biggest.
Listen to House of Pain and that.
But you said
your mom's American and you got your family in America from New York, right?
Yeah, but it's like the like kind of bare minimum basic. It's like
that cool Uncle Jerry.
Yeah. It took us grew up in New York and be a woo, bro.
There's so many white people here who they probably know more rap than me. But their opinions on it.
They don't mean more.
Because they were around at the time.
Because everyone was like talking about like, oh, like Devlin or like, like all the white
that was me. There isn't a bigger fan.
Yeah, like yeah, in year yeah, 7-8. Yeah. Thing is, I went to school in Victoria, Central London, so I was like a proper posh kid. And I went to school in South London, and like I was kind of spun by like, this thing for everything. Well, like someone said shank, and I thought it meant like sex. Someone said shank in like year 7, and like because I went to school in Central London.
Your primary school was Central London.
I was like, that's a bit sussy.
That must have been a culture shock, innit?
It slapped me in the face. That taught me, like, I was like, all right, wherever you go, be prepared for whatever.
No, but like, saying that, did you ever, like, come across, like, some Rocky Roads where you said something where you shouldn't have said it?
Nah. Like, someone pulled you up. Do you know what the first time I even knew the N-word was a thing, like, when I was in, like, year 5, I, like, loved South Park. Like, I was obsessed with it.
I
used to watch it on the computer. I found it so funny. And there's that episode in it with the N-word thing. And, like, I explained it to my mum where it was. I can't remember if I said it or not. I don't think I did. But, like, she was like...
Crazy.
She was like, that is literally... You can never say that in your life. Like, don't say that, blah, blah, blah. I was like... And then after that, I clocked, like, shit. Like, because you obviously explained it to me.
But obviously, you start having black friends. How did you feel like they're saying it?
I think I just knew after that moment I couldn't.
Okay, you could. Like,
yeah. My mum patted me from that. Okay, yeah. Like,
do you know what I want to ask? You see, like when like say for me, I tweet like I hate white people today.
Yeah.
Or, I hate white people, but I know you're calling me. How do you take that?
I understand the frustration from your point of view, and it's not a complete generalization. Like if you took every generalization as a generalization, you'd like be offended by everything.
Yeah.
And like I think as like. If someone's allowed to have a generalisation, it'd probably be a black person because they've had fucking, thousands of years of that. So,
Do you know what I can't believe?
You have to go back to Moussa Dembélé and his friends to see a man beat a press like this.
Tookus is on like his fourth cup. And he's still this on point.
I was on Twitter from 16. I know what to say.
I've seen everyone get cancelled.
I'm on the right wing calling my centre back for help. Defend me on this. This open pass like Kaká against AC Milan.
I'm sure, yeah, you're kind of touched right now, but you're still, your PR team's still like infallible.
Bro, say this. Yeah. The mic is here, bro. Because
a couple white men, they get a bit licked.
You're like, oh,
fucking hell,
these niggas. It's fucking niggas.
Let me tell you something, you black, you asked me that.
I'll tell you what,
you're one of the good ones.
It's like, I think with most people as well, it's like your parents as well. Yeah. Like I generally think my mom and dad are actually like proper nice people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they've always taught me good just wife, to be. Wife. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, at my Christmas work drinks, I think I've said this before.
I went to Wonderland having a crazy time.
No, not been to Wonderland. That was like my football people, but it was just my work drinks, like my first 2 months there. And you know when you're new to a workplace, they're like, come to the Christmas drink. I was like, I always try to sack it off. But then
like, got to, I was on shift, and I was like, it's just across the road. Mm. I was like, all right, cool, let me go down. And then everyone was already pissed up for about 3-4 hours in. And then the guy I was working with, he was like, you know what, you're all right. And I was like, hold on, like, what do you mean all right for? Like, I'm still up on edge. I was like, what do you mean I'm all right? He was like, what do you mean? I just said you're all right. Da-da-da. It didn't kick off. It kicked off a little, like me and him private. I was like, why'd you say that? And he was like, because you're a Tottenham fan, you're a Yid. And he's like, he's a big West Ham fan. Yeah. And I was like, all right, cool.
Hey, it could have been problems, but hey.
I'm going to get you next time because you're the West Ham fans.
But,
yeah,
they're
a bit crazy.
But no, yeah,
like,
stuff like that.
Yeah, I've seen all three Green Streets.
What's the route of the West Ham Millwall booth? Because Millwall ain't in the
bro,
East.
Bro, I'm from Ends and I don't know where the West Ham Millwall
is.
I don't know
where that started. Those two firms are just on beat.
But they're not, I thought, when I was a kid, I thought it was a territory thing.
Bro, Millwall's in South London.
It's not that. They just are on so much beat.
But it makes no sense because literally, if you're going to fight with someone, you're going to fight with someone that's close to you.
But you know what it is? That sometimes
Millwall's like across the bridge.
By the way, 100%, Millwall West Ham, I reckon, is 100% not allowed in FA Cup draws.
Yeah, they're definitely rigging that.
There has to be an algorithm.
Yeah, but you know what?
The last time they did it, Pete Dunham got murdered.
Bro, the last time West Ham and Millwall played, yeah. I was in secondary, bro. The whole of Newham got locked off, bro.
It was
a lock of whole bar.
It was indoors. Remember when they got relegated? That's a cut off. No fans were allowed.
No fans were allowed. Literally, they said no.
This was before Corona, you know, way before.
That's so crazy.
Because she's from Newham as well. Do you remember, bro? They said nobody.
You're not allowed.
That's so crazy. But it's actually nuts because, like, thing is, even Millwall leads the rivalry. Millwall just love fighting. That's the problem.
They love fighting and they're crazy racist.
You know what? All it probably takes is like it's one tough match.
They're scrapping, no what kind of it is.
I just put it on the root of that rivalry.
Probably back in the days where like you're the top firm and we're top firm, and they had like a proper good battle, and thinking we're doing this every time we
look
up. And it's just like,
it became a thing.
Let me tell you something, thank God Millwall are shit.
Yeah. Thank God Millwall are shit.
You know what? I don't mind. What, white people killing white people?
Huh? Nah, because bruv, like.
But they fuck everything up. Like, they'll destroy like a local shop or something like that.
These lot have allegiance, bruv. Every time that they play, I live close to where the old stadium used to
the
be.
Bowling.
The old one, the old bowling, right?
Yeah.
But I live like
a good 15-minute walk. My road is filled up, when they play every time. And then road next to me. They show up every time. They're patriotic, bro. I don't know what it is. They're mad patriotic, bro.
Because some of my white boys, they're like season codes. I used to go to lower West Ham as well, bro. I'll sit where the ICF sit. They're the West Ham firms, yeah. So literally, we say, no matter the game, yeah. Because where we sit, literally, is where next to the way fans sit. So the whole game, when they watch the game, we're just cussing out the fans. Like, the last three, Burnham, you fucking Midland cunts. Yeah, like, bro, literally, after the game, like, oh, you, yeah? After the game, I'm going to do ya. After the game, what? You used to give me all that lip. I'm like, bro, I'm on it, bro. He's got my love fired, bro.
Fam, you go down the steps at Plasto Station, yeah. There's the West Ham Boys Club.
Yeah.
Right there. There, bruv, like they've got it right there, fam. They're a proper firm, bruv. Like they take this stuff seriously.
One of our boys from uni is from Essex, so like, big West Ham fan. I'm like, I used to work at West Ham Stadium, so after the games, I'd like go to the pub with him and shit. And like this, like they get fucking rowdy in the pubs and stuff. They sing about Millwall, thinking like you don't even play in there.
Yeah. They're heads gone.
Like football culture is literally
it's mad.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Like, it's like, all right, cool. I get riled up like as a joke with like half my family Arsenal.
Yeah.
I get joked up. Like, we joking. Like, I'll be better. Than that. It's all like banter. If Arsenal beat us, I'd probably be moody, not gonna be lost because these lot are grilling.
They're grilling,
But I wouldn't be like
lost. Oh yeah, fuck Tottenham, innit?
I'm in tears.
Yeah, fuck Tottenham.
I didn't even know who this was. Yeah.
I said, fuck the Yids, blood. Like, fuck the Yids, man.
It's more like, yo, like, it's bragging rights, innit? Yeah. Like, see people get actual emotional over, like, football results. I'm thinking, yo, we need to take it.
I can't lie, if I wasn't in public when we lost to Real Madrid in the final, I'd have cried.
Finals are different, though.
Champions League finals are different.
I watched it by myself, so I was moody as hell, though.
If I was alright,
I'd have cried.
But you just got to be careful. You go to a West Ham game and say the wrong thing, you get your head spun. I'm sorry about that.
Have you not ever, been in, a football tournament, with your club and missed the penalty?
Bro, yeah, it was semi-final school game, yeah. I got to take the penalty. It was like, this is year nine. I got to take the pen to win. If you don't, we lose, bro.
It's a shame.
I missed. Bro, I was crying, bro.
It's a shame. Pens must be mad. I'll tell you a story.
From there, I never took a penalty like in a level I gave ever again.
I don't even know if you're listening, it. But it was my old captain when I used to play for this club, innit? A guy called Aston, yeah? And I still call him captain. Like, I remember I messaged him on his birthday.
Well, he goes to Aston, you said?
His name's Aston.
I call my captain from school captain.
I still call him... I messaged him on his birthday, captain. But,
I have no respect for
guys. But what happened, yeah, I'll tell you a story. What happened? We went to Denmark, innit, in 2013, yeah? 2013 summer. And I remember one time we were, like, playing around and I must have scored, like, 30 penalties in a row, innit? Yeah. Now we've... The next season now... We've got a game now, innit? And we played this team. We must have beat this team like 4-0 earlier in the season. But now suddenly we're playing this team and it's like 3-3, innit? I don't even know how it happened, yeah. Last kick of the game, penalty, innit? Everyone's like...
Fucking
hell. I'm a centre-back, innit? But everyone's like... Oh, I just got like composure. Now Aston's picked the ball up and he's handed it to me, innit?
Me?
I'm like, yeah, cool.
Bro, thinking it's business.
I was fired in it, but I'm ready. I'm gonna score. I'm gonna score. My thing is, I usually always go. I always go bottom left to bottom right in it. He's giving me the ball. I'm like, hey, cool, I've got this. I'm calm in it. I put the ball down and I walk back now. As soon as the rest blowing the whistle, I've just fell apart, man. I fell apart. I'm going to take it now, innit? And you ever go to side for the ball? And it like hits like
the bottom.
I've done that.
The ball's rolling.
But the thing is, I wanted to go to the right.
Yeah.
But I've kind of miskicked it and gone middle. And the keeper's gone left.
Oh.
But yeah. Saved it with his foot.
No.
Oh my god. Yeah, apparently. I was so angry. I was so angry at myself.
I've had one like, see them, the like six-a-side, seven-a-side tournaments?
Yeah.
All right, you finish this one. You know them long, seven-a-side probably. You know them long days in the summer where it's off-season? Here I am, like, we're battling out in the final. It's been a long day. You know them ones where it's just you and the other age groups in the finals?
Yeah.
So we probably get there for like 10. Mm-hmm. We were there till about 4. That's a full work shift, just playing all this stuff. And now we're in the final, 0-0. And then I'm always like, all right, cool, I'll go fifth. Because like, I was good at penalties. I was one of the... I didn't miss, but I missed like one or two, like, I understood it, but in a... critical time. So my dad's a manager as well.
So I had Glenn. That's my gaffer still.
Glenn. So fifth one comes. So they've missed, yeah. I just need to score. No, sorry. They've scored. And then I was like, all right, cool, up to me. And then so my one's not even like the breaking, like, oh no, yeah, so my one is if I miss, I'm done, that we're done. So they've scored. Come now. Put a ball in the spot. Okay, all right. You see them at six side goals, like the heighty ones, the low one.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, cool. I'm just gonna blast it. I can't miss one more like 7-8 yards out.
Yeah.
Bro.
You shanked it.
Bro, I like, you know when you change your mind.
Oh yeah, that's the one.
You're not scoring.
So I'm just gonna go, keepers on the save it. And I was like, do you know what? I might side foot and just place it. Bro, side foot it, yeah. And it's just hit the post. Keepers hasn't even saved it. And I've just turned around now and I've looked at my dad. He was just like hands on his head and he was like put his head down.
This can't be my son.
And then I just broke down in tears. I broke down that head. That
my, it was crazy. Yeah.
My knees were in the ground and I was crying my eyes out. And then my dad, the real one, he didn't try to come like, don't worry. He was so vexed. I can't even
scratch. Master Pigney.
I like that as a parent. Don't try to pick me up when I've done that. Like, he was vexed. And then the car rides home, like my dad, like as he's the manager, it's always brutal. Like, I'm soaking. And he's like, what are you crying for? And I'm like, I'm idiot, boy. And I'm just like, he's making me cry even more. I got to the point where by the time I pulled up to yard, I'm like, get off me. I'm knocking on the door like, my mom's come, look, what happened? My dad's an idiot. He just keeps shouting up. About tears, like, he made it worse. Like, you know the ones where...
Dad's picked me.
Upstairs.
That's an idiot, boy.
I got my tuchus bag. I slammed the door.
Like, actually, have you ever done that?
No.
What's
That's the white guy are you, bro. But I used to cry when I used to lose. I used to cry. I'm a sore loser.
My dad used to scare the shit out of me as a kid. Like,
I'm a sore loser.
There was one time I was in America, like, and like, she's relative, but I'm like, no one knew her, basically. It's a random relative. I was acting up, I was like, I didn't want to see her. And basically, like, as soon as I got home, after acting up, my dad wraps me, he's like, listen, you ever do that again, you're fucking dead. I do it on my own in frustration, but not in front of my dad, because you get too pissed off.
You didn't say shut up to your mum?
Shut up, mum.
What's a white guy are you, bro?
All right, listen, we're coming to the end. Just before we finish, there's a lot going on in the world right now in terms of hate crime and violence towards women. What I'm going to say is this. As people, you have a responsibility to raise as much awareness as possible. Do what you can to help and do whatever you can to be an ally. All right?
Love.
100%.
Don't forget the hashtag LTPod.
Yeah.
Do what you can to spread awareness. Do what you can to spread love. Educate yourself. Educate your friends. Don't be a weirdo. Don't be a creep.
100%.
If your friends are reposting shit, repost it too. Even if you spread it to two people, that's better than spreading it to no one.
One person could be educated from it.
There you go.
For real.
Thank you for listening, everyone.
Thank you.
Love from us at the studio.
White people, we're coming for you.
Love to